And I understood that 486 is not here. Jocelyn Gray is not here, correct? Okay, very good. Next item, please, Carla. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 487, request of Michael Jennings to address council regarding Portland City Manager's plan to force the closure of a world-famous art gallery.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A Portland City contractor is planning a renovation that would force the eviction and closing of an extremely successful, world-class, block-long art gallery that sells the work of over 900 artists. The gallery is a major attraction in guidebooks sold in foreign countries, for example. Forcing the art gallery to close would make downtown Portland less attractive to shoppers. Here are some details of the plans for renovation of the 10th and Southwest Yamhill Smart Park parking structure where the gallery is located. Every year for 9 years, the city has threatened eviction of every tenant. Because of those threats, businesses didn't improve operations. That lowered the attractiveness of downtown Portland. The Portland Department of Transportation, the owner of the parking structure, has lost perhaps $2 million in lease fees. Since eviction was planned in a few months every year, there has been a lower month-to-month rental. Evicting businesses discourages investment. The 10th and Yamhill parking structure needs renovations, but they must be planned and supervised by skilled Portland city managers concerned only with the best interests of the city. An unsupervised contractor may plan far more work than necessary. FFA Architecture and Interiors is the contractor. FFA is being paid $1.2 million to do the planning. During months of research, I've seen no evidence that FFA has the necessary ability to design renovations. I've given you my 8-page review of one example of FFA's plans. FFA's plans put RACC, the Regional Arts and Culture Council, in charge. You can see two examples of management by RACC at the bottom of page 2 of the review I've given you. Here's examples. FFA's website shows little evidence that the company has done more than make small changes to existing buildings. The website shows poor choices, in my opinion. See FFADesign.com. FFA's plans would cause about 60 people to lose their jobs and over 900 artists to lose a place to sell their work. I'm hoping city managers will, A, find a knowledgeable manager for the renovation, somebody who works for the city and has the best interests of the city at heart, B, make all plans public, C, find ways to do the renovation a little at a time so that no tenant is evicted. I can provide more information. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony.